Welcome back to the Blessed Business Podcast, where we empower Christian business leaders to launch and grow blessed businesses so together we can advance the kingdom of God. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and check out the online courses and resources at www.theblessedbusiness.com. That's www.theblessedbusiness.com. And if you're looking for ways to increase your income, check out the Income Accelerator course now available at theblessedbusiness.com/income. Now let's dive into today's episode.
Welcome back. My name is Hunter Haley, your host, and today we're doing something a little special and a little different. We're actually going to take an excerpt from one of the videos in the Income Accelerator course, one of our bonus videos about the four ways of making money, and we're going to play it for you today, and hopefully you'll find a benefit from the content in this, and it's featuring Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant. And so we're going to talk about that, and that is basically divided into four parts: the employed or employee, the self-employed category, the business owner category, and the investor category. If you're not familiar with the Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant, what you can do is go online and just search for it, and you'll be able to pull up an image of this that kind of shows what it looks like. But anyway, hope you enjoy today's episode. Let's get into it.
Making money is actually quite simple. There's only four ways to truly make money. Well, there are other ways you could acquire money. You could steal money. You could, that's not recommended. You could go around a parking lot and try to find money. You could look for sunken treasure, right? You could try to play the lottery and get lucky. You could get an inheritance, right? There's other ways you can acquire money, but those are generally not super repeatable or something that you have control over. And some, like the stealing, is not recommended, right? Or cheating people, right? So there's really only four real ways of making money. And the making money is the most guaranteed way of getting more money, right? It's very repeatable. Once you create a way of making money, then you can repeat that over and over again and make more and more money. So there are four ways, and I'm going to use what's called the cash flow quadrant. This was developed by Robert Kiyosaki, fantastic and famous person in business. He's a real estate tycoon. He has taught so many people about finance and money. He's got a book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I highly recommend a lot of his stuff. He's on one end of the spectrum. He's like, use debt and leverage and buy as much real estate as you can. Dave Ramsey's on the opposite end of saying, you know, pay off your debt and, you know, save and invest. So they actually kind of, you know, butt heads a lot. But I think somewhere in the middle is a good happy medium. And so it's good to have both perspectives. But he's a brilliant mind and has a lot of good training. So this was developed, I believe, originally through him, but he's at least made it wildly popular. And this cash flow quadrant starts in the top left with E. So E stands for employee. So an employee is trading time for money, right? So you show up at your job, you work 10 hours, you make $10 an hour. So 10 hours times $10 equals $100. Let's say that you are a highly paid employee. You're a nurse or something like that, and you get paid $50 an hour times 10 hours. Okay, you get made $500, right? Or you're like a really good consultant or something like that, and you get paid $100 an hour, whatever it is. That's self-employed. We'll get to that in a minute. But let's say you're a graphics designer and you do really well and you make $100 an hour. Well, again, you're trading time for money. And generally, as an employee, you're working inside someone else's system. You're working for someone else, right? They're taking all the risk. They have all the overhead. They own the business. They run the business. They pay taxes on the business. They have to market the business. They have to do all these things. And you just show up and do your job and collect a paycheck. That is what it means to be an employee. Now, the second way, in sliding down to the letter S, stands for self-employed. Okay, so time is still traded for money, and the amount of active work determines income, but you have more control over it. So as an employee, you have a job. As a self-employed person, you own a job. A lot of people who are self-employed, they're like, I went into business. I'm a business owner now. Well, technically you own a business, but more than anything, you own a job. Because if you don't show up as a self-employed person, then the business goes under. So example, let's say you own a carpet cleaning business and you are the only employee. So you worked for a carpet cleaner for many years and you're an expert at carpet cleaning. So you go out and buy your own van, your own equipment, you market it, you get lots of business, you have lots of customers, and you go out there and you clean carpets and you're in business. You're a business owner. Well, if you as the business owner don't show up for work, then nothing's going to get done, right? And if you don't make payroll, if you don't do the accounting, if you don't do the QuickBooks, if you don't market the business, if you don't pay taxes on the business, if you don't do the maintenance on the vehicles and do the job and all that, then the business goes under because you are self-employed, right? And so if you're self-employed, you have a lot of benefits. So you have more ownership, you have more control, you have more flexibility, you can increase your income, you can charge more, get a bigger percentage of your earnings, things like that. But that is a lot different than being in the B category. So the B category stands for business owner. So a business owner, income does not depend on the amount of active work. So they generally have a system that they've created that generates money for them. And they are probably hiring either employees or using technology or employing other forms of leverage to be able to generate income to where they own the business, but they, as my business mentor, they don't have to be present to win. Now, a lot of people are in that in-between where they're still self-employed, but they have employees, they're building or creating a system to run without them. So they're in this transition from self-employed to business owner. But the ultimate state of a business owner is where you own a business that can run without you. You've got employees in place, you've got systems, you've got processes, you've got just everything dialed in to where you don't have to show up today for work and the business runs on. If you need to take a vacation or if a health crisis hit and you have to be out of the business for 3 months, okay, you probably are going to still always have to have some oversight stuff, but if you had to step out for 3 months, would you just get zero paycheck or would it continue to at least try to hum along without you? If you can't step away for more than a week or two without it going completely under, you're probably more in the self-employed category than the business owner category. And for many years, I was in the self-employed category and we're just now starting to get into the business owner category. I just asked my director of operations about that, where they basically can run the whole business without me. And actually, they're doing probably a better job now that I'm more and more out of the picture. And so now I can focus on strategic things in the business so I can work on the business, not just in the business. Does that make sense? And so that is another way of making money, and you get to apply a lot more leverage, like we talked about in other videos about just a one-dimensional leverage, like a screwdriver, versus a drill has compound leverage. So if you go from being an employee where you have basically no leverage to self-employed, you get one-dimensional leverage, right? You own the job now. So you get to make the decisions, decide how much you charge, decide when you work, things like that. But as you start adding layers of leverage, people, technology, systems, processes, capital, et cetera, then you start to transition to business owner, where you've created a system that works for you and you don't have to be present to win. Now, it's not advisable to just like forget about the business. You need to find ways to manage the business. But again, like I said, you're working on the business instead of just in the business. And then the last category is I. So I stands for investor. So an investor, income is not dependent upon active work as well, but instead of owning systems and processes and having employees and people and running an active business, it's more focused on investing. So that takes dollars that you've earned, capital and assets that you've acquired, and putting them to work for you. So an investor may take their money that they've earned from either employing, being an employee, or being self-employed, or being a business owner, and they may invest that in stocks that pay a dividend, or they may invest in growth stocks that, you know, grow over time, and eventually, you know, they're able to retire off of just the proceeds. Or maybe they invest in real estate and they buy a rental property or a commercial building. Or maybe they do like I do. I buy and sell a lot of land. You could buy a farm. You could buy any number of things that start generating more passive income. And so an investor, that, and this is really the ultimate goal. Even if you're an employee, you should be trying to find ways to become an investor, right? You need to find ways to invest in investment vehicles like assets or maybe other people's businesses. They've created a good business, and you can invest in that business as maybe a silent partner and get a dividend out of it, right? So even though technically that investment is a business, you're really more of an investor, not a business owner. You're not running and managing the business. Really, you're behind the scenes just putting up capital to either own the business, and that's really what you're doing when you buy stocks. You don't actively run the day-to-day operations of, you know, FedEx or Apple or Nike or whoever, you know, you buy the stock of, but you're a little miniature owner. Like, you own a slice of that company, right? So that's what investors do. They put money into something, either a system that's already generating money or assets like real estate or other forms of assets that generate income. So again, these are the four ways of making money. I'm really partial to entrepreneurship, so I believe everyone should be self-employed and start a business someday, but you don't have to. Everyone should be trying to make it to that investor category. If you can live below your means, pay off your debt, and Dave Ramsey is really good at that part of it, and then start saving and investing into your future, whether that's investing into a business that you start, whether that's investing in real estate and investment properties, whether that's investing in stocks and dividends and a portfolio. And I'm not a financial advisor, but you know, you can get professionals to help you with that or learn on your own. But if you can start moving more of that category, the more money you can get working for you, the better off you'll be, and the easier your income generation will be, and the more money you can put in that investor box, the more passive it's going to be. So think about where you're at in this quadrant. Are you a business owner? Are you an investor? Are you self-employed? Are you an employee? There's nothing wrong with any one of these boxes. People can do really, really well at any one of these and only stay in one box, or they may move around all the boxes at different times. I've been in all these boxes in different ways in different times. And so the thing you need to be thinking about is, how do I optimize where I'm at? How do I optimize my income stream where I'm at, and how can I add other income streams? So maybe I'm an employee, but I start a side hustle and I'm self-employed in that, but then I'm able to grow it to the point that it now becomes a business. I may even still be working the same job that I was before, but now I own a business. Or maybe this side hustle generates extra income and I live off my day job, but this extra income from my side hustle goes into the investor box, right? And so now I've bought my first rental property, or I invested in Tesla stock, which that is not a financial recommendation, an investing recommendation, right? It may be, but you need to consult with someone who's an expert in that, not me, because I can't give legal or tax advice or investing advice. But anyway, disclaimer. But all that being said, you need to try to think about how you can optimize from where you're starting at and what your income journey should look like based on where you're at. So again, hope this has been helpful, and get out there and figure out which box you need to be in and get in it and make lots and lots of money. Quick little shameless plug, going to take a little intermission here. I actually have a course on how to launch your own business. So if you want to start your own side hustle or launch your own business and grow it, then I highly recommend the launch course. The launch course will take you step by step through the process from ideation and creating your business idea, coming up with the right business idea, refining it, making it exactly what it needs to be, all the way through getting it launched and making money. So again, if you're looking for a step-by-step guide on how to launch a business or side hustle, check that out.
This concludes today's episode, and we trust you were able to walk away with something of value from the content that you heard. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Be sure to share this episode with a friend. Sharing is caring, after all. And check out the resources available on our website at theblessedbusiness.com. We have a lot of goodies out there for you, like the Income Accelerator course that teaches you the 5 keys to unlocking your earning potential, or the Launch course, which is a step-by-step guide to help you launch your own business. Thank you for your time and attention today, and until next time, be blessed.